that was taken every day morning was from the book of Acts, and there are five kinds of waves that the preacher preached. This was one of the sermons which inspired me the most, and we just glanced through a few verses from that, from the book of Acts. The first kind of wave was the wave of the Spirit-filled power. We can see that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. If somebody finds it, or if you know by heart, you can read it out, or you can just say it aloud. Acts 1 and 8. But when you have received the Spirit from above, anybody?
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Yes. And you shall be my witnesses.
Jerusalem and all Judea and
Samaria, utmost parts. You know, the word witness and also the power, you know, the word power used in Acts 1:8 in the Greek is the word dunamis, which is nothing but a dynamite. Very recently, just during the Diwali that people celebrated, just about last week, I think, in the town of Eluru, there were two people who were carrying firecrackers, and the pillion rider, you know, he was holding a box full of firecrackers, and they just stumbled upon a stone or something, or there was a ditch or something, and because of the friction, the entire box was blown, and the pillion rider died, and the person who was driving, there were about four people who were dangerously injured. They had so many burns in their bodies. Why? Because of the power of the dynamite. We are all afraid of bombs. You know, there's bomb scare happening every day. And people are calling there's a bomb on this flight, on that flight. And they ground the flight and their search is made. Holy Spirit is a dynamite. You cannot hold it. It will just blast everything. That is the kind of picture the writer of the book of Acts is giving, Luke. He is saying that when you have received power from above, you will be my witnesses. You cannot be witness of God without power. The first wave is of a Spirit-filled power. We see in Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2 what happened. Peter, an unschooled fisherman, he just woke up and he spoke to about 500 and later to 3,000 men. And when the church was born on the day of Pentecost, 120 people were there. It kept on multiplying. That is the... And God did many signs and wonders and miracles among them. So first wave is the wave of spiritual power. We need to be witnesses of God. The second kind of wave that we are seeing was a wave of suffering that happened. Acts chapter 5 to verse 8. The apostles were called by the Sanhedrin and they said, you cannot anymore preach in the name of Jesus Christ. Do anything else, but don't hold us accountable for this man whom we have killed. The Jews said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Even today the Jews are suffering so much. You know, they went through so much of problems during the Holocaust. They were scattered around the world. But till today, they are quite obstinate. And so the apostles were harassed and they were brought to the Sanhedrin and they said, you cannot do that. There was also Stephen's martyrdom. We read that in the book of Acts chapter 6 and 7. And we read in verse 8 and chapter 8 about Saul, whose terror was unleashed. And the people were scattered, you know, and God shattered the comfort zone of the believers there. They thought they would remain in Jerusalem. But the Holy Spirit said that you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth. So because of the wave of suffering, the gospel spread to many others, other places. We read that. And we read also in verse 8 and chapter 8 about the Ethiopian eunuch and how Philip encountered him. And because of suffering, the spread of the gospel happen. So wherever there is spiritual power, there is also the power of darkness. And so we need to be prepared that God would advance his kingdom. The third kind of wave that we see is the wave of sending workers. Acts chapter 13. The 13th chapter in the book of Acts, we know that there were five people that were there. In the church in Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manahem, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. These five were there, but the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Paul and Barnabas. The wave of sending people, and we know that Jesus himself said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Only when we are set apart can we do the Lord's work. You know, in verse 49 we read that the word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region. And they were in Paphos, then they went to Perga, they went to Pisidian and Antioch, and then to Iconium and so many other places. The workers were sent, and so there was a wave of sending workers. The fourth kind of wave that we see is a wave of spiritual multiplication. It starts from Acts chapter 16 right up to Acts chapter 22. Within these chapters, we see that there is a lot of multiplication. And it all begins with the homes. You know, in chapter 16, we read about Lydia. She accepted Christ and her household. Then we read about the Philippian jailer. The Philippian jailer asked, what shall I do to be saved? And Paul told him, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and your household. You will be saved. You know, it's salvation is something which, you know, you have to believe. There is a part which God plays and there is a part of human response. And Ephesians 2:8 we read, we are saved by grace, that is the grace of God, and through faith, that is our part. God does his part, he has done, and we have to do our part in accepting the salvation that God has placed, that God has made available unto us. We need to be people who would be responding to the call of God. In chapter 17, we read about the Berean church. And we read in Athens, Paul was there. And he spoke into the in the Areopagus, that is, I think, one kind of gathering of all the intellectuals. And Paul had the opportunity to preach the gospel unto them. Chapter 18, we read about the church in Corinth that was born. And chapter 19, we read about the church that is in Ephesus that was born. And so it was a wave of spiritual multiplication, Acts chapter 16 through Acts chapter 22. The Spirit and the bride, they say, come, Lord Jesus, we are waiting for the advent of our God in the mid-heavens, but it cannot be happening unless the Great Commission is fulfilled. And the last kind of wave is the wave of saturating the world, which we see in Acts chapter 27 and chapter 28. God spared Saul's life, or Paul's life, from the storm and the shipwreck. And verse 28 to 30, Paul says, now salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. You know, the Apostle Thomas and the Apostle Bartholomew had come to India in the first century. And that is why today we have many of the churches, especially in South India. And the gospel has to spread to other parts of the world. So what do we learn from all of these five kinds of waves? God has to make us spiritually empowered so that we can be his witnesses. Whenever suffering comes, May God help us to be overcomers. May God send us to the places where we need to be His witnesses. May God raise up spiritual multipliers. May the Holy Spirit work in the hearts of people so that they would be multiplying, and also may the Lord help the world to be saturated with the gospel. Thank you very much. Sorry for taking a little bit more of your time because I just wanted to cover all the aspects.